You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Union President.
Welcome to University Radio Nottingham's interviews for the Student Union Elections. I'm Jamie and we are the polls and I'm here with one of our candidates for the SU elections. So, who are you and what position are you running for?
Hiya, I'm Alice. I'm running for President.
Fantastic. So what's inspired you to run for the presidency this year?
I mean, it's a lot of different things, but obviously I'm the current Liberation and Welfare Officer and I have been doing the job for a year and I've just loved it so much, for one. It's such a cool job. But also, this year's been quite tough and the officer team has been obviously worked hard this year. I've been a part of it. But I don't think we've gone in the direction we should have. With certain situations, like with the course closures, with the cuts that are being made to the university, with student experience. And I think from my experience of doing it for a year and what I already know, my relationships within the university, I feel like I could do a good job of it, and I feel like I could steer us in the right direction and get us back on track and put the union more student focused.
That's fantastic. I mean, I think you've pretty much answered my next question, but what is your main goal that you hope to achieve as president if you are elected?
Well, yeah, it's just putting the union back to what it should be. We are a students' union, and I feel like sometimes we forget that. And I think there's a lot of bureaucracy that goes on within the university and also within the union. And the officers get torn here, there and everywhere, thrown into all sorts of meetings that we probably shouldn't be in, rather than actually speaking to students and being in those rooms and advocating. And that's what I really want to do. I want to put us back on that track and being that voice for students, saying, students think this, we should be doing this, rather than, oh, it's my opinion, maybe I should do this, which is why I think what the year has been, and it's been great. Like I said, I've not hated the role, I've absolutely loved it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be running for it again, but I do think that we are going in the wrong direction.
Fantastic. So now, we at URN are all about fun. So my next question is, if you were a type of biscuit, what would you be?
See, it depends on what you classify as a biscuit, because if we were to open it up to any sort of biscuit, it would have to be a pink wafer. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm always wearing pink. Not so much today, there's a little bit of it, but I'm always in pink. I am the person in pink. You can always recognise me, bright pink. But if we were to go biscuits, it would have to be a jammy dodger.
Oh, jammy dodger's a good shout.
It's got so many different aspects to it. It's got the little heart in the middle as well. It's quite yummy, yeah.
Now, if you were trapped on a desert island, what three albums or songs would you take with you? What book would you bring? What one luxury item, so you don't have to use for survival use, that would you bring?
So, albums or songs. I am absolutely terrible with names, and my dad is going to kill me because my dad's actually a DJ. It'd be Lewis Capaldi's most recent album. Again, gone out of my mind. It's my favourite album. Don't even know the name to it. Absolutely, like I said, absolutely terrible. I'm dyslexic. So, Lewis Capaldi's most recent album. Or The Darkness, just any of The Darkness's discography. I absolutely love The Darkness, and most people won't know who the hell they are. But they are a band from the early 2000s. They sing a song, I believe, in a thing called Love. People may have heard of that, but absolutely love that song and any of their songs, really. A book, people are also going to hate me for this, but let me explain myself. Twilight.
Oh.
Just for the fact, I'm not a big Twilight fan. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy around the author as well. She's not a very good person, but it's so bad, it's so good. I love how horrible the writing is.
It's the same case with the movie adaptation, I think.
Yeah.
You just have to watch it.
They're so bad that they're so good, and I sit there giggling to myself the whole time. If I'm feeling ill, if I'm just not feeling great, I read Twilight or I watch the films, because I just sit there giggling the whole time.
It's one of the things that's so bad, you're like, at least I'm not this bad today.
Yeah.
Now, what luxury item would you bring as well?
What do you classify as a luxury item?
Anything that's not for survival use. You don't need anything that will help with shelter, with food, for warmth, anything a TV or a laptop or a console.
Think it'd have to be speakers, some sort of radio or speakers, because like I said, my dad's a DJ, so I've always grown up with music on in the house constantly. We didn't watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I could just play music on, keep me occupied for ages.
What celebrities, three of them, dead or alive, would you bring for dinner and why?
So the first one is going to be quite easy. Rick Mayall. Another one. Not a lot of people might know that one, but if you don't know him, you should look him up. He's absolutely amazing.
That's my research for after this.
Rick Mayall, lovely. Ade Edmondson, who is Rick Mayall's partner in crime. Another one. If you don't know,
I've heard of that
research
name.
Him. And trying to think of another, Lewis Capaldi as well. I just bloody love him.
Oh, he'd be so funny.
I love a Scottish man. My partner's half Scottish, so I love a good, funny Scottish man.
It's just, he's so funny when you see him on chat shows, isn't he?
I absolutely love him.
Bit more of a deeper question. Who or what has been your biggest influence in your life and why? Deep questions that you are in.
It's going to be another stereotypical one, so I'm sorry. But my mum. My mum is a very strong woman. Like, she's got four kids, and she's very much a feminist to her heart. Like, my dad does the laundry. My dad does the cleaning. Like, it's not a woman's job. Like, it's equally shared. And my mum has always brought me up with good morals. One of the things she used to make us do as a kid, this might sound horrible to some people, was that all four of us around the dinner table, instead of watching TV or anything like that, she'd make us all debate. So she'd pick a topic, and she'd do this on purpose. She'd randomly bring something up that she'd seen, and she'd make us all debate about it, and we all end up arguing, and it helped us form some really good morals and some really good conversational skills.
Yeah.
And it just multiple different things. My mum is such an amazing woman. And she's been such an influence on my life. She's the reason why I've done what I've done. She's the reason why I'm here, why I am so political in a way, and why I am so passionate about women and about disability and all the things that I am passionate about and that I've done within my role.
Brilliant. What is one particular moment of pride you've experienced, either in your job currently or beforehand in life in general?
I think something from my job I did quite recently was I organised and spoke at the Trans Day of Remembrance vigil that happened last year, and it was quite an emotional time for me. My younger sibling is trans, so it was something quite close to my heart, and just seeing that event come together. And I ended up writing a really lovely speech with a friend of mine at work, and I ended up scrapping it when I got up in front of everyone, and I ended up just speaking from my heart. And what I said that day made me so proud of myself, to be like, that actually came from me. Like, it wasn't something that was rehearsed, that came from my own emotions, my own experience, my own passion. And I got, when I was speaking to people afterwards, just the amount of people coming up to me and like sharing their stories with me and saying how similar stories that they'd had or how grateful they were for an event like that just made me so proud to be a part of the union, but also to be able to do that within my job.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Now let's fast forward into the future. Let's assume that you're a massive celebrity, name everywhere. But what celebrity would you want to read the audiobook of your autobiography?
Probably Stephen Fry.
Great voice.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Yeah, he has. Or Matthew McFadden.
Yes. Okay, that's another good shout. You've got good shouts.
Yeah, no, I love Stephen Fry. Is one of my idols. I've loved him since I was little. I used to watch QI constantly. So he's always on at like some godly hour in the morning. And you just stay awake watching random stuff. But also Matthew McFadden, because he's another one who I've been obsessed with since I was little, and I absolutely adore his voice. He's so good.
Well, thank you so much, Alice. It's been a really good interview, and this has been URN interviewing for the SU elections.
Thank you for listening to the student union elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.